Good evening, and thank you for having me here again on Tech Talk. My name is Rick Harmon, and tonight I'm going to talk a bit with you about GoldWave and Windows Vista. I'm going to show you some of the differences between how you set up audio on XP, which most of you are probably used to, and how audio is set up on Windows Vista, which has changed significantly from the way it was done in past operating systems, such as XP and Windows 2000 and so on. For those of you who came here tonight expecting perhaps a GoldWave training type of demonstration, I'm not going to do that. This is basically just a brief introduction into Vista and how GoldWave works with it. If you're interested in tutorials for GoldWave, if you're a new GoldWave user and you're wanting to learn how to use GoldWave, I have a series of tutorials, 8 parts now, on my website, which is the Blind Geek Zone, and it's http://www.blind-geek-zone.net. And if you go into the audio section, you'll be able to find them. There are 8 different parts that cover all kinds of different things for using GoldWave. And that will give you a much more thorough training than anything I'm going to talk about tonight. GoldWave is a very popular audio editing program used in the blind community. I've been using it since early 2006 to do all of my recordings. And one of the biggest reasons that a lot of people use it is for its price, it's very powerful. It's about $40 to purchase it. That price goes up and down with the value of the dollar, but I think currently it's $40. And you can download GoldWave to try out if you haven't already at http://www.goldwave.com. There you can either download the older version, which is 4.26 if you're a Windows 98 and earlier user still. And you can also download the current version, which is 5.25. if you are an XP or 2000 or Vista user. The demo version will allow you to run GoldWave for quite a while before you're forced to buy it. It's a very liberal demo, lets you run it for a very long time. So, anybody interested, like I said, you can download it and purchase it through goldwave.com. Okay, let's get started with the actual demonstration. What I'm going to show you first are the differences in the XP's volume mixer versus the differences in Vista's volume mixer, to kind of show you some of the changes that have been made in the Vista operating system. So what I'm going to do first here is I'm going to bring up XP's volume mixer.
Windows R, run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open colon edit combo, vol 32, alt plus O.
And what I'm going to open is sndvol32.exe.
Enter, play control dialog, play control volume colon, speaker volume .. button, alt plus S.
And what this does on Windows XP and prior operating systems is it brings up the Windows Volume Mixer panel. It comes up in the playback settings here initially, and I'll just tab around here briefly to give you a feel of what it does for those of you who haven't used it.
Play control volume colon up down slider 60%. Mute all checkbox not checked, Alt plus M. Advanced button, Alt plus A. Wave balance colon left right slider 50%. Wave volume colon up down slider 60%. Mute checkbox not checked, Alt plus M. CD player balance colon left right slider 50%. CD player volume colon up down slider 100%. Mute checkbox not checked, Alt plus M. MIDI synth balance colon left right slider 50%. MIDI synth volume colon up down slider 100%. Mute checkbox not checked, Alt plus M. Line dash and balance colon left right slider 50%. Line dash and volume colon up down slider 100%. Mute checkbox not checked, Alt. Microphone balance colon left right slider 50%. Microphone volume colon up down slider 100%. Mute checkbox not checked, Alt plus M. Advanced button, Alt plus A.
And basically what this does is it has sliders to adjust the playback volume of the various devices through the sound card. Can also adjust the balance, the left-right balance of the device. You can mute various devices so they're not heard. And also, if you go to properties,
menu bar options P, menu options menu exit X, advanced controls checked A, properties R. Enter, leaving menus, properties dialog, mixer device colon combo box, SP Audigy, playback radio button checked, Alt plus P, recording radio button checked, Alt plus R, MIDI synth checked, OK button, space, recording control dialog, MIDI synth balance colon volume colon MIDI synth balance colon MIDI synth balance colon left right slider 50%.
We can also select our recording controls here as far as volume levels, balance, we select, it's the same thing.
MIDI synth volume colon up down slider 50%.
Set your volume.
Select checkbox not checked, Alt plus S.
And then the difference is here, instead of muting, you select your device.
Quote what do your quote balance colon left right slider 50%. Quote what do your quote volume colon up down slider 50%. Select checkbox checked, Alt plus S.
And you see this is checked here, and this is the device I'm using. This allows us to pick which audio device we're recording from on the sound card. And in XP and prior operating systems, you can see this is all together in one nice, neat, simple package. Pretty easy to use. Once you get used to it, you know, it's no big deal. But in Vista, they kind of have thrown a curveball at us. And I'm going to show you here now what the recording, or what the volume mixer looks like in Vista. So let me close this.
Alt F4, gold wave, zoom, 1.000 sec.
Quiet that. Okay, I'm going to get into Vista here now.
Menu, start search edit. Windows R, leaving menus, run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open colon edit combo, zero items, Alt plus O. S, N, D, V, O, L. Enter, volume mixer dialog, SP speakers, device main volume up down slider 60%.
Okay, I'm now in Vista, and I have the Vista's volume control mixer panel up. And one of the changes in Vista is the name is different. Instead of SNDVOL32 in Vista, it's just SNDVOL. Now, I'm going to tab around here a little bit.
Device main volume up down slider 60%. Device main mute button, Alt plus M. Volume for Windows sounds up down slider 60%. Mute for Windows sounds button. Volume for application file for JAWS up down slider 60%. Mute for application file for JAWS button. Device main volume up down slider 60%.
So as you can see, all we get in the Vista volume mixer. It's just volume controls for various applications and the master volume of Windows itself. You don't get volumes now for your WAV device, your CD, your MIDI synth, your line-in, or your microphone here. And if you go up to the menus,
menu bar, device, Alt plus D, system, space, device, Alt plus D.
All you have is a device menu.
Menu, device menu, SD digital audio interface, left paren, SD Audigy, right paren, S. Realtek digital output, left paren, Realtek high definition audio, right paren, SD speakers, left paren, SD Audigy, right paren, SD digital audio interface, left, Realtek digital output, left paren, SD speakers, left paren, SD Audigy, right, SD digital audio interface, Realtek digital output, left, escape, menu bar, device, Alt plus D.
All you get there is just the selection for your audio device. So, the volume mixer has changed drastically in Vista, and we have to do a lot more jumping around to get the settings.
Leaving menus, device main volume up down slider 60%.
So, that's the one of the big, huge changes in Vista is this volume control now is just a applications volume control for your playback. It lets you adjust your volume settings independently for each program, which is different than it did in XP. And that's a nice feature, but unfortunately the days of the nice volume control mixer for all your playback and recording properties has been scattered to the four winds in Vista. So let me show you a little bit more here in Vista and how you can get to some of this stuff. Let me close this.
Alt F4, Windows sidebar, view available gadgets button. Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, rich, 1 of 18. Menu, start search edit.
And we'll go into control panel.
Leaving menus, start menu. Lock this computer. Rich, 1 of 11, op documents, 2 of pictures, 3, music, 4 of 11, games, 5 of 11, G, computer, 6 of, network, 7, connect to, 8 of 11, control panel, 9 of 11, center, control panel, folder view, list view, not selected, add hardware, 1 of 50.
And we'll go down to sounds.
S-O, sound. Enter, sound dialog, playback page, list view, not selected, Realtek digital output, 1 of 3.
Now, this is similar to in XP, you have the same thing. If we go back over to XP here.
Start menu, Microsoft Update, M, My S, Set Program Access, S, Setting Submenu, S, Control Panel, C, Enter, Leaving Menus, Start Button. O, Software Explorers. Silicon Image, Soft, Sounds and Audio Devices.
You have Sounds and Audio Devices.
Enter, Sounds and Audio Devices, Properties, Dialog, Volume, Page, Low Left Right Slider, 59%.
Now in XP, in the Sounds and Audio, we have a Volume tab.
Sounds page. A sound scheme is a set of sounds applied to events in Windows and programs. You can select an existing scheme.
Your sound schemes.
Audio page. Default device colon combo box. SD Audigy 2 audio left bracket 7800 right bracket. Alt plus D.
Your audio page, which allows you to select your default playback device, recording device, and MIDI device.
Voice page. These settings control volume and advanced options for the voice playback or recording device you selected. Default device colon combo box. SD Audigy 2 audio left bracket.
And you have your voice recognition tab.
Hardware page, list view, bank DVD, DDDW60.
Your hardware tab.
Volume page, low left right slider 59%.
And we've tabbed back around. So let me close this.
Alt F4, control panel, folder view, list view, sound, Alt F4, gold wave, zoom, 1.0.
I'll quiet that down. Let's go back over here to Vista.
Not selected, Realtek digital output, 1 of 3. JAWS to PC. Select the playback device below to modify playback tab, recording tab, sounds tab.
Now, in Vista, we just have a playback tab, a recording tab, and a sounds tab. So this has been changed quite a bit.
PC. Not selected, Realtek digital output, 1 of 3.
Now, what we do here in the playback page is we simply are selecting
Realtek digital output 1 of 3, SD speakers.
Which sound card we want to use for our default playback.
SD digital audio interface.
And
SD Digital Audio Interface 3 of 3.
We have three different settings here. Now, one of the things I'm going to show you here real quick in Vista is that some of the stuff is hidden. And to get more playback and recording options, you need to go into your Applications key.
Applications, Context Menu, Test, T. Disable. Set as default device, D. Show disabled devices, S.
One, we need to show disabled devices.
Enter, leaving menus, list view, SD Digital Audio Interface, 3 of 3. Menu bar, system, space.
Oops.
Leaving menus, list view, applications, context menu, show disabled devices, show disconnected devices, S.
And we need to show disconnected devices.
Enter, leaving menus, list view, SD Digital Audio Interface, 4 of 4.
And instead of three options, now we have four.
SD speakers. SD Digital Audio Interface. SD speakers. Realtek Digital Output. RT speakers.
And basically that's just giving the option on this computer between my Sound Blaster outputs and my Realtek onboard outputs.
RT speakers 1 to 4.
Now,
Realtek Digital Out SD speakers.
To get to volume controls, let's just say I go to SB speakers, which is the Sound Blaster speakers, which is what the default is on this machine.
Tab, configure button, Alt plus C. Tab, properties button, Alt plus P.
Go into properties.
Space, SB speakers, properties, dialog, general page, edit, SB speakers. Custom page, digital output only, checkbox not checked. Levels page, playback control, left right slider 60%. Tab, playback control 60 button. Tab, playback control, balance button, Alt plus B. Tab, microphone, left right slider 23%. Tab, microphone 23 button.
Here is where our playback volume controls are located for this device.
Tab, microphone, balance button, Alt plus B. Tab, line dash and left right slider 23%. Tab, line dash and 23 button. Tab, line dash and balance button, Alt plus B. Tab, auxiliary, left right slider 23%. Tab, auxiliary 23 button. Tab, auxiliary balance button, Alt plus B. Tab, S/PDIF-S/PDIF- and left right slider 23%.
So as you can tell, these are well hidden in Vista. And for a lot of people, including myself, it took a lot of playing around to figure out how to do any kind of recording and setting your volume controls here in Vista.
Tab, S/PDIF-20, tab, S/PDIF-tab, OK button.
OK, let's see what our other tabs are here.
Advanced page, default format, select the sample rate and bit depth to be used when running in shared mode, combo okay. Box, 16-bit.
And just our advanced tab.
Escape, properties button, Alt plus P.
OK, now let's go over to the recording tab.
Recording page. Select the recording device below to modify its settings, colon, list view, not selected microphone, 1 of 9.
Now, let me show you something here. I'm going to hide.
Applications. RT microphone.
Oops.
Application. Set as default device unavailable. D. Disable. Show disconnected devices checked. S. Show disabled devices checked. S. Enter. Leaving menus. List view. RT mic applications. Show disconnected devices checked. S. Enter, leaving menus, list view, not selected Realtek digital input, 2 of 6.
Now I'm going to set this back to the way it would default in Vista if you hadn't shown disabled and disconnected devices. And just going to do this. Most people, when they record, use the what you hear method, which is what Sound Blaster calls their option for recording from multiple sources on the sound card. Realtek calls their stereo mix. Others call theirs wave mix. Basically, it's all the same thing. You select it, and it's how I'm recording here. It allows me to use Goldwave to record not only just from the microphone, but it's also allowing me to record what Jaws is saying, what else is playing, you know, if I had a CD playing or something for some reason, or like I have here now, this Vista computer is coming into the XP machine through the line in through a mixer, and that's allowing me to record this as well right now. And so what I want to show you here in Vista is by default
RT Stereo Mix SD Microphone SD Line Dash In SDS / PDIF Dash In.
We only have certain devices here showing.
SDS / PDIF Dash In 6 of 6.
There are 6 devices here shown instead of the 9.
SD Line Dash At Realtek Digital Input Microphone Realtek Digital Input RT Stereo Mix.
Now, for whatever reason, right now, it's showing me the Realtek Stereo Mix as a as an option. But most of the time, what happens if you don't have the disconnected and disabled devices shown, this Stereo Mix or what you hear doesn't even show up. And you are under the impression, as I was for a long time, that you didn't even have the capability to do it. So,
applications, context menu, properties, dot, dot, show disconnected devices, S. Enter, leaving menus, list view, RT Stereo Mix, 4 of 7.
Now we got 7.
Applications, context, show disabled devices, S. Enter, leaving menus, list view, RT Stereo Mix, 5 of 9.
Now we have 9. So, that's one thing you need to be aware of.
SD Microphone. SD Line Dash In. SD Auxiliary.
And things that got hidden were like the Sound Blasters Line In, the Auxiliary.
SDS / PDIF Dash In.
Most of my inputs, you know, weren't shown. And I think, you know, Microsoft chose to do this with Vista just simply to, you know, kind of giving in to demands of the movie and music industry in Hollywood to, you know, not make it easy for us to record things as we could in XP, you know, to kind of limit piracy and things like that. So this is one of the things you need to be aware of in Vista. Make sure when you go into your audio settings to enable the disabled devices and show the disconnected devices, so you make sure you have all your input sources and output sources available here.
SD Auxiliary.
Okay. And that's the basic differences between audio mixer settings in XP and in Vista. Okay, now I'm in a slightly different setup here on the computers. Now I have both of these computers running in Vista instead of one running as XP and one running as Vista. I'm having difficulties with my volume adjustments here, so I apologize if this comes out drastically different than the previous segment I recorded from the XP machine. But what I want to talk about here a little bit is just with the recording with Goldwave, with what you hear and Stereo Mix and Vista, a couple of things I want to talk about is in XP, generally, you know, if you use Stereo Mix or what you hear, it generally works just fine. You know, as long as the sound card supports it, you don't have any problems. Now, what I've noticed in Vista, and I'm going to try and demonstrate it here, I don't know if I'm going to be able to or not, is, you know, these two computers that are running, are both running Vista now, the machine I'm recording on here that I'm going to do a demonstration of what you hear that is functioning, and actually how I know it is functioning is because what I'm recording right now is I'm using Goldwave on the Vista machine using what you hear. So this will be part one of the demonstration. And the other machine is running a different sound card. And I'll show you where you don't have the option to do what you hear on it. So there are some differences in Vista as to whether or not you can record the way you want to. Drastically different, and it depends on your sound card that you're using, and your drivers that you have installed. Some drivers are supporting different things than others, and it's in ways it's kind of a crapshoot. But I just wanted to make people aware of that, because that's one of the biggest complaints with Vista is, most people like myself that are doing recording in Vista, want to be able to use the what you hear method, with the creative cards or whatever it is on any other card you're using, because it allows us to record, on multiple sources at once. Like I said, right now I'm recording the microphone. Jaws is speaking there in the background.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, gold wave, 21 of 31. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Things like that. And then the other Vista machine is coming in through the line in through a mixer. Here. And,
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, gold wave, 11 of 18.
So, that, demonstrates recording in Vista on this machine using the Sound Blaster Audigy 2 sound card with drivers that support what you hear. Everything is working pretty much properly here. I'm having some difficulties. Jaws is a bit low. So I'm not able to get that quite up to my liking. And anything else that was coming through, any kind of music or whatever, if I was playing music in the background, that would be coming through. So now let me go over to the other Vista machine, and I will show you. I'm going to
menu, start search edit.
Let's see here.
Leaving menus, start menu. Rich, 1 of 11, R. Documents, pictures, music, games, computer, networks, connect to, 8, control panel,
come back into control panel.
Enter, control panel, folder view, list view, not selected, add hardware, 1 of 50. S, scanners and cameras, S, security center, S, sound.
Sound.
Enter, sound dialogue, playback page, list view, not selected, RT speakers, 1 of 4. Recording page, select the recording device below to modify its settings, colon, list view, not selected, microphone, 1 of 9.
Now here, if I go into my recording devices, go down your list here, you have the microphone, of course.
RT microphone.
Then I have the Realtek microphone, the microphone up above that's not labeled properly as the Sound Blaster microphone. I have these labeled SB and RT so I can tell the difference.
Realtek digital input.
And here we could record from our Realtek digital input.
RT CD audio.
Or the Realtek CD audio.
RT stereo mix.
And then we have our RT stereo mix. So the Realtek onboard card here has the capability of doing stereo mix. But let me go down some more.
SB microphone.
Oh, there's the SB microphone. Okay. Oh, I know what the one that just said microphone. That's a USB mic that's hooked up.
SB line dash in.
There's my Sound Blaster line in.
SB auxiliary.
SB auxiliary.
SBS slash PDIF dash in.
The digital SPDIFs. And that's it. So on these particular drivers, on this, this is an Audigy SE card. On the other Vista machine, you don't have a what you hear option at all. So this is one of the things about Vista where it's drastically different between just, from one sound card to the next, and even within the same company, for Creative, from one sound card to the next and different drivers. Some support the what you hear method, some don't. I'm going to try and do a separate recording here momentarily, if I can, to demonstrate another complaint. I can't demonstrate it here in this configuration that I'm set up to record in, and so it's the Realtek that's on the other system that's coming in through the mixer here. It has a stereo mix setting, but what people are complaining about is that the stereo mix doesn't work. And what has happened to me in the past is when I've tried it, you know, I can hear Jaws talking or whatever else, but my microphone isn't picked up, so I don't, you know, I'm not able to talk like I am here on the other machine that's running the Sound Blaster Audigy 2. Now, some others have said that the X5, I guess the Sound Blaster X5, it's the newer cards, supposedly they support what you hear and work well in Vista, so you kind of got to be careful as to what you select for a sound card for Vista. A lot of these systems people are getting are using the Realtek, and so that's the complaint, that the stereo mix isn't working properly. And from what I've seen out on the mailing list, that Realtek is aware of it. It's a driver issue. Supposedly it's going to be fixed, so hopefully it will be. But here to wrap up this segment, I'm just going to play some music and let you hear Jaws in a microphone and give it just a short demonstration of the what you hear through Goldwave in Vista. Okay, and now just a very simple demonstration of using Goldwave to record using the what you hear method, which is what I'm using here on this system with the Sound Blaster Audigy 2 card. I'll talk here, and I'll switch over.
Alt tab 1. Paul Thurrock with Leo Laporte dash Windows Weekly 63 : don't touch that button 1.
So this
Paul
is
Leo Laporte dash Windows Weekly 63.
This is Winamp, and I'm going to start playing this.
Space.
And you can hear me. You can hear.
Title is 1. Paul Thurrock with Leo Laporte dash Windows Weekly
Jaws.
Don't touch that button dash Windows.
Bandwidth for Windows Weekly.
And you hear the Winamp audio playing.
CACHEFLY.com. This is Windows Weekly with Paul Thurrock.
Okay, and I'll cut that off. And so for those who of you who haven't really messed around with recording from multiple sources using your sound card, I just wanted to do that so you could hear what that sounds like when it plays back. And, you know, that comes in real handy for recording tutorials and stuff like I do here, you know, where I need to be able to talk through the microphone, you know, have Jaws being picked up, and, you know, if I need music or whatever in the background else playing. And having the what you hear method or the stereo mix method working, you know, in Vista or in XP for that matter, you know, makes it so we don't have to use multiple sound cards or external mixers, you know, to be able to do this. Otherwise, you'd have to have, you know, a sound card playing Jaws, and another sound card for your music and everything else, and you'd have to run it through the line in, and a lot of people do this, so, you know. I'm just showing one option, but, you know, to get around the problem in Vista, you could use multiple sound cards to do the same thing that's not being allowed here in some instances, is, you know, the what you hear, the stereo mix. One problem I have heard reported for Jaws users in Vista that are using two sound cards is for whatever reason, Jaws doesn't want to listen to the settings you put in the one INI file to tell Jaws which sound card to run through. And hopefully, I guess that's going to be fixed in Jaws 10 here later this year. So, okay, what I'm going to try next, and it'll either be here in the recording or it won't, is a recording sample of the stereo mix over on the Realtek, if I can get it to work or not, to show you how that works there. and then I'll wrap up. Okay, I'm back on the XP machine now recording. I tried to do a demonstration on the stereo mix on the Realtek card on the other Vista machine, and unfortunately I wasn't able to get anything out of it, so I'm not able to show you how that works on that machine. So, that pretty much wraps things up. I know I didn't cover a tremendous amount of Gold Wave itself, and when I was given this assignment, I was kind of wondering exactly how I could do this and get as much Gold Wave information in as possible, but in reality, Gold Wave isn't any different in Vista than it is in XP. You know, there's no differences in using the program or anything. The main differences between XP and Vista using Gold Wave are the audio setups and what types of sound cards and what options you have there. So hopefully I've effectively shown you those differences. For those of you, like I said, that are looking for Gold Wave tutorials that can be gotten from my website, and those will give you a much better amount of information on how to use Gold Wave to do various things, but unfortunately, what I did here tonight is just basically show you how to get Gold Wave working in Vista, and hopefully I've done that. So, at this point, this wraps up the demonstration, and I'll take questions from the audience now. First, I'll take questions on this presentation itself, and then if the moderators will allow it, after that, time providing, I will take general Gold Wave questions for anybody out there that may just have some general questions. So, again, thank you for having me here, and this wraps up this presentation, and I will now take questions from the audience. Thank you.